Today, some new meditation. I would like to explain about Anapanasati short time and then how to control our mind on the nimitta and through to the jhana. Some have some in the practice actually. Some yogi are quite successful about the concentration thing, and I want to explain about the meditation. The beginning of Anapanasati, we concentrate on the breath, breathing in and breathing out. The mind totally concentrate in front of our nose. Okay, some people can see one side of nose, some people can see both side of nose, right? And if you can see in the middle of the nose, right, you just concentrate on that area. Your mind will stay there and look at the breath. The breath, in breath will be come across in front of the nose. And which bit coming clear for you, you concentrate on that area. Wait on that area, the air will come and touch there. And in-breath also in this area coming across. Out-breath also in this area coming across. We concentrate on that touching air, not on the skin, you know. We know at the same time we also can see the skin and can see the breath. We concentrate on that touching breath. Not touching part, you know. Some people, they don't know, they can concentrate only on the skin. They can penetrate only part. They cannot see the breath already. The main object is the breath. Concentrate on the in-breath and out-breath. But we are don't falling inside your body or outside of your body. Our mind just concentrate on that in front of the nose, on which plane you clear, you concentrate on that area. In this area, you can see in our breath, a little bit movement on the breath. Okay, you just concentrate on that. The beginning, we have to try to concentrate on that. In breath, you must know. Out breath, you must know. And you try to focus on that area, in and out. Some of you are wondering, thought coming in. When you know at the moment, you just stop quickly, the mind comes into the breath. And look at again, in and out breath. And body sensation or some pain, don't care. Just let go. Pain, come back, your mind, come back to the breath and concentrate like that. The beginning, we have to try. Sometimes pain, sometimes you have to fight with the pain. And you should not disappointed, you should not angry with the pain. Then you got the angry mind, okay, your concentration. You cannot improve your conscious concentration. Because our concentration mind must do happily, you know, must practice with happily on the object, must be interested on the object. If you are not interested on the object, you get a lot angry because of pain, a lot discomfort, cannot improve your concentration. If you've got a pain, you need a lot of patience and you must letting go and always must remember the object of the breath. At that time, only your mind will all the time can stay with the breath. Even you cannot say, also doesn't matter. Your mind has to focus and come back to breath, on the breath, on the remembering. All the time must remember the object of the breath. At that time only we got the mindfulness of the object. And you control your mind all the time on the breath. Slowly, your mind will be stable. And you can stay with the breath for a long time. The beginning 5 or 10 minutes, trying to concentrate continuously. After 20 minutes or 30 minutes, try to see again continuously 40 to 50 minutes. Then your meditation will increase. Then your mind will slowly come down and slowly very stable and quiet. Then you can see very light. Even you cannot see your leg or your foot painful, everything will disappear. Only you can see your mind and your breath are very subtle and mixed together at the time. Then your mind already can get concentration. From that state, you can see some people already can see light and color or smoke or this type of different type of design, different type of color will be appear. The beginning state of nimitta is that many people can see, they cannot see directly from the breath. Almost people can see in front of the nose or in front of the face. In front of your face, you can see like a gray color or smoke, and this type of image where the beginning state appear. This we call Ogaha Nimitta. In this state, we are not encouraged to focus on that light or smoke or whatever happened, don't care, letting go. Our mind just focus on the breath. The main object all the time was concentrate on the breath, sattva breath. Every time your breath became very sattva. You concentrate on that sattva breath in and sattva breath out. It's only your duty, you have to do that. Then slowly, slowly your light become clear and clear color, change it to the white color. After that, the death light will be automatic come and mix with the breath. And then say also, when you have to do, you must concentrate in and out breath. And that time your breath very softer, very softer. And your limiter will be more clear, brighter and brighter. Then slowly the breath is clear. Sometimes can see, sometimes cannot see. Even in that time also have to concentrate on the area. Then your limiter automatically come and stop in front of the nose. In this way, you cannot see the breath, never mind, no need to care about the breath. You think the limiter is stable, very stable in this area, in front of the nose, very close with the nose, then about 10 or 15 minutes, you know already, very stable, and not shake and not disappear. You concentrate on that limiter. Totally your mind stick with that limiter, then I start to get the concentration. No need to try again. Oh, my breath lost already. I must try that again. Don't do that. Some people worry, oh, cannot lose the breath. They go and find again at the beginning state. You go and find. And that's it. The mind level is very stable and very peaceful. You worry and you go and push like that. Concentration is very far down. Don't do that. Why you see? If you cannot meet the breath, doesn't matter. We have object already. The object is the limiter already stopped there. You just concentrate on that limiter. Okay? Then your limiter becomes white and bright. Your mind concentrate, focus on that limiter. Try to concentrate on that without knowing anything. Just notice on that 1.5 hours, 2 hours. At that time, 2 hours is very easier for you not paying already because of your concentration. You feel very light. And even you cannot see body sensation, you cannot see your hand or your leg. Only you can see your limiter and your mind keep together in very stable mind and very happy and joy coming. From that start we just absorption, going to the general state. Okay? And you concentrate on that limiter 1.5 hours, 2 hours, a few times you have to practice like that. After a few times only your mind is very stable and then say we ask them to look check your Bhavangar place. Bhavangar is your heart base. But at that time you cannot see here your heart. Then you have to in your mind here you concentrate 1.5 hour on that limiter. After 1.5 hour you know emerge from the jhana, but at that time we get a broken mind, but we cannot tell yet that it's what jhana, okay? After 1.5 hour of concentration, you have to, your mind, pay after emerge, okay? Your mind pay attention on your heart base area. At that time from your heart base, some this limiter refract to that area. Like a mirror, you know? The mirror is under the heart base. And then you can see from that limiter showing to that mirror. The limiter is reflected in that mirror like that. When you concentrate on the limiter, after that you just look at that area with your mind. You can see from that area some light is coming out like that, connected together with the limiter. Because this limiter is because of your concentration, you can see this limiter connected with your mind. If you don't have concentration mind, you cannot see this limiter. The mind already stay in the heart base. Because of the way you are reflecting, you can see already the limiter and mind contact together from my area. Then I'm reflecting, you know. Why we see this area of the light, reflect of the light in the heart base? Because after 1.5 hour of the absorption, we have to check in this area, five jhana center. In the first jhana, we can see five jhana center. We have to check in this area after emerging of the jhana. At that time only you can see vitaka is an initial application of the of the breath, nimitta. And you can see that this type of feeling or this type of knowing, you know it's like a pali is direct from pali to nyama and pali to English, you can see that you know this object is the anapana nimitta. The first of the knowing, you know this is anapana nimitta. This knowing is already vitaka. Vitaka is valid name. Okay? This knowing is the vitaka. Then after that, your mind, not only one time knowing. Again and again, you know that it's the anapananimitta, this is the anapananimitta. When you are doing absorption time, but one thing you must be very careful. When you are doing absorption time, you should not do it, this is vitaka, this is vichara, this is viti, join, don't do that. If you go and do that, you go and notice that you are totally come out from the jhana or drop from the jhana already. Jhana is only absorption mind. Absorption mind, you are stay on the nimitta 1.5 hour deeply without noticing things. You should not look at the SPT, the Isuka, or don't do that, okay? You just say absorption. After enlarge only we check in the heart base. Just now, which jhana is second jhana sweta? You knowing again, this is anapananimitta, this is anapananimitta, like that. This is the same application of the concept of the nimitta. Then number three is the joy. When you are concentrating on that nimitta, the joy, the peace, you know, the joy naturally happens. You get very peace and very, like your body, very good feeling. You can feel it. You cannot feel body sensation. Only you can feel lightness and very peace and joy is coming. This also, the feeling is coming from the heart base. You can see from the heart area the feelings are rising. This is number three. Number four is the happiness. Happiness mind can calm down, your mind become very calm down because of you are concentrated on that limiter. You get the happiness of the mind and you feel very light. And then number three is the one-pointedness. One-pointedness is your mind totally on that limiter without movement, without knowing anything, without thought, without sleepiness. Absorption is only focusing on the object of the nimitta. This is what we call one-pointedness. These five jhana sweta you can check in your heart base after immerse from the absorption. And then you can see by this one, the beginning one by one we check, then slowly five jhana sweta will appear together at the same time. Then you know, just now 1.5 hour absorption in this, because of these five jhana sweta, you can take it as the first jhana. Okay, after first jhana, then we try to practice for the second jhana. Then I will explain slowly after first jhana say how to practice for the second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Okay, today just for how to practice, how to absorb our mind on the object or the nimitta, and how to control our mind without wandering, without sleeping, trying to focus on that nimitta. Okay, then you get the jhana state. Okay. Okay. Thank you.